Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Fastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3. Two, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy and Alessia.
Ah, what's happening? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. Alessia Calandra is off today as it is Mateo's third birthday. Happy birthday, Mateo. Happy birthday to you. Now, if you've never heard this show, it's a radio show in a podcast format. I make fun of celebrities and talk about sex and my alleged love of medical marijuana. You can always get into contact with me. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. You can always leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
We're back! Hey, it's Travis.
Kourtney Kardashian has a lot to celebrate. The Poosh founder took to Instagram on Friday to share a reel where she is seen rocking out in the audience at her husband Travis Barker's band Blink-182 concert, holding up a sign that reads, "Travis, I'm pregnant."
I wonder how Travis is really feeling about her being pregnant. There's the public Travis. It's like, yeah, I'm going to be a dad. But he's also closing in on 50, man. Like, and his kids are all grown up. I wonder how Travis really feels. There's the public Travis. And then there's the real dude. And it's going, wow, I got to do it all over again.
Doing the dirty.
The crowd went wild at the reveal, and Travis exited the stage with a look of shock and excitement on his face.
I love how they added the word excitement. I would say the only word to describe his face would be shock.
As he went to embrace his wife,
he's like, man, can you leave already, Kourtney? There's a few groupies that want to bang me. Why do I have to hang out with you after the show? You're pregnant. I'll see you when I get home.
Up court and kissed her after she revealed the happy news. Kourtney is also mom to Mason, Penelope, and Rain.
Yeah.
All of whom she shares with ex Scott Disick.
I've heard of him.
His father to Landon in Alabama, both of whom he shares with ex Shanna Mokler. He also has a close bond with Atiana De La Hoya.
Oh, good. So he gets along with all the kids in the family. That's a good thing. Travis, you now are attached to the Kardashians forever. You can never just, like, break up with the Kardashians and, no. When you have a kid with that mafia family, I don't know how it works because I'm not dating a Kardashian, but I'm just saying I get the feeling once you knock them up, like you're with the family forever. You know, like you can't just go, oh, bye, bye, bye. Like it's not like any other type of breakup or you just never see the person again and block them. No, no, no. Like you're forever attached. But then again, assuming that because you have a kid means you're attached to that person forever and that you care about it is me assuming that all men are good fathers. Like, I got a vasectomy because I probably don't want kids. And if I do want kids, I'll get the vasectomy reversed, which isn't covered by insurance. Because my mindset was like, if I don't really want kids right now, it was a $5 copay when I went to the vasectomy doctor last year. And it feels fun, man. Like, I just don't think I want kids. And you know who I really think should get a vasectomy? Like, you know who I really think needs one? Is this guy.
If I do have more children, it will be very intentional and the timing will be the best timing that I believe it should be.
Nick Cannon is opening up about being a dad to 12 children.
Loser! Now, let me explain. You might be going, Ryan, you're being insensitive, saying he's a loser. No. Let me finish here. This is my show. Here's how it works. The problem is he lives in Los Angeles, which takes about 2 hours to just drive down the block. You know what I mean? So he's got kids in this house. He's got kids in this house. He's got kids in this house. And he wakes up early to work out. He has a morning radio show. He's got the TV show. He's got all this going on. None of those kids are getting equal attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's totally kids that are just getting neglected. And this douchebag is talking about having more kids. Like, trust me, throughout my life, I have seen females and even males with daddy issues, and the lack of a presence of a father really shows.
The Masked Singer host talked about navigating all of his kids while on the Language of Love with Dr. Laura Berman podcast this week, telling her he never could have imagined having so many children.
Man, Dr. Laura, that is a throwback. What a relevant podcast to go on. I'm going to hang out with Dr. Laura.
Because as much as I was open to every single child that I have.
You weren't really open to it. You just were finishing inside the women and not pulling out because you're a loser. And you have this idea that having all these kids is going to like really improve your legacy. When in reality, it makes you look like a deadbeat father.
I can't say the majority of them were planned.
Yeah, they were.
So if I look back, if I looked at my life, you know, if you would have told me in 2012 when I was still married and really just diagnosed with lupus that 10 years from now or 12, you know, because it's 2023 now, that I would have 12 children.
Here's the thing, Nick Cannon. Sounds like you went through a bit of a crisis in the last 12 years since getting the diagnosis of lupus, but take out the crisis on something else, like getting a nice Tesla or something. Don't have kids.
I'd be like, out of here. Like, there's no way in the world that I would say I would ever plan that or that I would even think that would happen.
Yeah, we can tell you don't really plan things, you know? Like, I'm just going to get a girl pregnant today.
Back in 2012, Nick was still married to Mariah Carey, whom he shares twins Morocco and Monroe with.
I totally forgot they were married. By the way, there were like four females in the mid-2000s that made me realize that I love women and I love being heterosexual. Rihanna, Mariah Carey, and Tyra Banks. I'm being serious. And the blonde in Agent Cody Banks too. The British girl, oh, she was beautiful. I wanted to marry her. But I was so jealous of Nick Cannon in 2007 when they had that secret wedding. I was supposed to marry Mariah. Even though I bet the arguments with her are wicked.
Shut up!
She seems like she keeps the argument going when the argument's already over with.
Shut up!
I can just imagine her arguments are wicked.
Divorced in 2016, and he has since fathered 10 other children with 5 different women.
We know.
Now, when he looks at how his life turned out, he says having a blended family is part of a higher purpose.
But now, it's almost like when you have these manifestations or even these visions, if that's what.
Man, when I think of manifesting things, I think of like money or success, not being a deadbeat dad.
What we want to call them. I'm like, oh, it all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Because you get them in pieces or they're fragmented. Or,
yeah.
And so is it like the Father Abraham conversation?
Like you're supposed to be like Abraham.
You're going to be the father of many nations.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm wondering.
I've never heard that clarity, but I heard that like, yo, you're going to be a father of many. There's going to be your great influence, your lineage.
He's trying to make it so wise. You just don't pull out, bro. It's not that deep. Well, it is pretty deep.
Happy hour.
Oh, yeah, to the yeah.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment's been brought to you by the best kava in Kratom around. When I tell you that Mitra 9 is delicious and it really helps you out, I'm a man of my words. Mitra-9.com and use keyword happy at checkout. Or you can go to tinyurl.com/happymitra and use the keyword happy to save 20%. And I'm telling you, man, it's better than alcohol. You don't get hungover. And don't listen to any of the haters of kava and kratom. Have you looked at what prescription medicine does to people? Have you looked at what other things do to people? There's been this recent hatred on kava and kratom that needs to go away. Okay? Get it, got it, good. I'm glad we had the discussion, okay? Quit hating. Go to tinyurl.com/hoppymitra and use keyword hoppy.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, universe, specifically Pornhub.com. We need to have a discussion real quick. Now, I'm a pretty woke guy. I believe that as long as you're not hurting animals or kids, whatever you want to do in the bedroom is fine with me. I don't care at all. But let me tell you this. You know what I do care about? The recent screen grabs, the recent things I've been seeing on Pornhub.com, Spank Bang. I always felt like when you went on those websites that you were going to see heterosexual content, like man on woman. And then you would go click on the page that says gay to watch gay porn. Recently, I've been like scrolling down trying to find the right video. And oh my God, I now know what it looks like when men have sex. It's not that it's a good or bad thing. It's a beautiful thing. Men having sex, they're loving each other. It's cool. But it's just different, man. We're in such a different world. 10 years ago, you had to go to gayporn.com to get that. Now I'm like just scrolling down Pornhub, and I'm like, oh, there's a man giving another man a blowjob. I've never actually seen that before, but now I have. Now I have seen everything. I don't know if you have noticed that. Oh, does this discussion make you uncomfortable? Shut up. Talk about porn. It's offensive. No, it feels good.
Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott are calling it quits. Dean took to Instagram to reveal that he and the So Notorious alum are breaking up after nearly two decades together.
Oh, she seems like she's so pretentious, and he seems like he's a douchebag. So that would be your typical Hollywood romance.
Together. It's with great sadness and a very, very heavy heart that after 18 years together and five amazing children, that Tori Spelling and I have decided to go our separate ways and start a new journey of our own. We will continue to work together as loving parents and guide and love our children through this difficult time. We ask that you all respect our privacy as we take this time to surround our family with love and work our way through this. Thank you.
I love when celebrities are like, please respect my privacy, even though they announced that they want privacy to all the public outlets. If you really wanted privacy, you wouldn't respond. You wouldn't even say anything, but a part of you likes the attention. Because who the hell recently in this decade, even in this millennium, gone, oh my God, I am such a fan of Tori Spelling.
For all your support and kindness, he wrote. Tori hasn't spoken out publicly about the situation.
Yeah, she's like, I want to be left alone and get laid by some younger guys.
The pair married in 2006 and share five children together. Access Hollywood last spoke with Tori and Jenny Garth in 2021, and they shared about their podcast and more.
I mean, 30 years of friendship is what makes this podcast so great. So explain to everybody what you do. You start from the...
you know what makes the podcast really great? You're just saying that to kiss their ass.
Pilot episode, and you kind of take us through the little nuggets that we don't see what's happening.
Yeah. But we.
All right. I am not playing the Tory Spelling podcast on my podcast. You know why? Because this is the Ryan Hoppe podcast. And I really appreciate you tuning in. It really means the world to me. The listens this year are at an all-time high. And the time spent listening is pretty good. I'll take 45 minutes an episode. I remember like 8 years ago, I wanted to create a fan base called Hoppy's Homies. And I believe some 102.5 The Bone listener made it like a logo for me. I kind of want to bring that back. But then again, I feel like when radio shows have to create fan bases, they're just trying to make themselves feel better because radio is all they have, you know? 856-49 Hoppy. I don't know if I'm projecting about myself, but that's Hoppy Hour. You never really know what's going to come out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Chrissy Teigen isn't here for the haters. The influencer and cookbook author slammed a plastic surgeon's now deleted Instagram reel that referred to what they called Chrissy's, quote, new face.
Why would you delete it? You're a loser if you delete something. Keep it up. Why would you delete it? I love when people put up posts and they're like, oh, I'm going to delete it. Now, like, it's been screen grabbed for the rest of your life.
Chrissy reshared the post on her own story this week and took issue with the disclaimer that there were no, quote, mean intentions, despite the implication that Chrissy's look is the result of overdone facial fillers. You're a piece of wait, the cravings entrepreneur wrote. Chrissy went on to post a series of screenshots highlighting hateful comments that criticized the 37-year-old's appearance, adding, thanks for this.
She cares way too much. Listen, I'm not like the authority on dealing with haters, but I've had a lot of haters in my life. And the key is to not address them. To know that it's one thing to not like somebody, but if you're like an over-the-top hater, you are just so insecure with your life. You have such a void that you have to take it out on somebody else. And she needs to realize, oh, wait, that's right. She's somebody that's taken out everything on everybody else because we know that she's a bully. So she doesn't like getting bullied. It's karma. But then when you promote the hate over and over and over again, you're just giving the hate power. You know what's the perfect way to make things go away? To not address it, to not talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It's not rocket science. But then again, I don't even think Chrissy Teigen's that smart. So me saying not rocket science, I'm expecting too much from her.
Chrissy also shared and later deleted a more direct note calling the doctor, quote, rude as f- and reiterating that she's never had cheek fillers, so now she just feels, quote, ugly and bad.
You know how people project all the time? When she's calling other people rude as F, she's just saying that she is rude as F. I don't get good vibes from her. You don't look at Chrissy Teigen and go, oh, that's a person you want to hang out with.
The doctor has yet to issue public comment on Chrissy's clapback as of Friday.
Yeah.
But the lip sync battle alum is no stranger to keeping it real. Chrissy and
keeping it real or just being a bitch? I mean, it's the same thing, you know, pretty much. But she really is just so awful.
Husband John Legend welcomed daughter Esty in January and joined siblings Luna and Miles.
Luna.
And new mom has given fans refreshing and relatable peeks at her parenting journey. In April, Chrissy posted a heartwarming bath time photo of her and Esty exchanging a loving look, writing in her caption, a boob that somehow hangs all along my side and deep purple lifetime scars, but you are too perfect to worry about any of it.
Oh, cool. Wow, Chrissy Teigen's a mom. That's so cool. You're so brave.
Chrissy and John have seemed head over heels with their new addition, and it's safe to assume they've now got their hands more full than ever.
I don't care. God bless her. I hope she has nothing but the best success in life. You know what I mean? Jelly bean.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. I got a message for you, man.
Smoke.
Medical.
Weed every day.
If you want to have a really good relaxing high, go to DZBZHoney.com, the best Delta-8 CBD honey around. And at checkout, use keyword Hoppy and save 20%. I'm a man of my words. DZBZ Honey is so good. Oh, it's so relaxing. It really takes the edge off of life. You know what I'm saying? So go to DZBZHoney.com and use keyword Hoppy. This is also being brought to you by Astro Bliss hemp lemonade. If you go to astrobleme.com, A-S-T-R-O-B-L-E-M-E.com, and use keyword happy, you save 10%. I don't know if you notice this trend that I do, but I'm looking out for you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I want you guys to live a good life. You know what I mean? I want you guys to be high, to be relaxed, to be living it up. You know what's another way to live it up? When you listen to Romeo. He's one of my coworkers at Beasley Media Group, and he's a great EDM artist. That's another way to live it up. Have some Mitra 9, Kavan Kratom. Have DZ Beasy Honey. Sit back and listen to Romeo. It's a good night. It's really trippy, you know? Where's the ecstasy? I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. Romeo on Spotify. So good. My cat's looking at me like, what's going on? But then again, my cat, she always gives me that look. Why? Because she lives with me.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers.
Damn right.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's that song by Maze, remember?
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
So everybody suffers through anxiety. But my anxiety's pretty high, man. I gotta relax, bro. I've been so tense lately. I don't know what the hell it is, but my goodness, have I been tense. And sometimes you come across articles and other things, and you're like, maybe this was meant to be. And I think coming across this article about Hailey Bieber sharing her method to cope with anxiety, I'm actually kind of, you know, going to want to listen to this. Yeah, her opinion might not really need to be more important than another person just because she's famous, but think about all of the anxiety she's got to deal with. She's famous. So let's hear from Hailey Bieber. It might just be your typical bland, I like to meditate and relax, but maybe Hailey Bieber is what we need. Maybe she will help us, you know, change our life forever. Like, you're listening right now to this podcast, and the rest of your life will be anxiety-free because you listen to Happy Hour, and you heard Hailey Bieber.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Hailey Bieber has found a new way to relieve her anxiety. On Sunday, the 26-year-old...
Oh yeah, I love relieving my anxiety. I do it once a day before I go to bed.
Hailey Bieber has found a new way to relieve her anxiety. On Sunday, the 26-year-old supermodel revealed on TikTok that doing a cold plunge helps her with her anxiety. The Road Beauty found...
Okay, that's done. I hate cold. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm from Chicago. It's really cold up there. And I don't like feeling cold. The only time I like feeling cold is when I'm overheated from going to the pool or something. And then I just lay out and take a cold shower, you know? But, oh, take a cold bath or whatever. No, 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 no. That is not the way I want to do things. I like being hot. I know everybody is not the same, but when I hear people from Florida that are like, I want to be around cold weather, it's like, no, you don't. Listen to this. This is literally Chicago. I mean, I just don't have the gunshots ready, the sound effects, but besides that, this is Chicago. Listen to this wind. Why would you want to be around cold weather? And then if it's blowing, like, let's say, to the east and you're walking towards the east, it goes towards your teeth and your teeth feel frozen and you gotta, you know, shovel and all that. I don't know how I got on a tangent about cold weather off of her saying she likes to take the ice plunge, but I just want Floridians to remember that unless you really do like being cold, trust me, the hot weather is so much better.
Poppy Founder shared a video of her submerging herself into ice-cold water in a plunging pool,
which
she says she does for at least 30 seconds. In the clip, fans can see Hailey practicing her breathing as she adjusts to the icy-cold temperature. At the end of the video, she holds her nose as she completely submerges herself underwater before getting out. "Cold plunging has helped me a lot with anxiety and overall mood," the model captioned post.
I low-key might try it tonight, to be honest.
The practice is said to have many health benefits like reducing anxiety and inflammation. And
you know what? I'm going to do it tonight and then report back on the podcast. Wow, I'm so good at this. It's almost like I've been at it for 11 years.
And several stars like Zac Efron and Lady Gaga do it.
Yeah, they like to do it, man. Oh, you're talking about the meditation, not sex.
It's like Zac Efron and Lady Gaga do it. Hailey's latest video comes 2 months after she celebrated the one-year anniversary of her heart procedure. At the time, the model gave fans an update on her Instagram story, saying in part, quote, "A year later, I'm feeling healthy and strong." 1 month after her prior hospitalization, the model opened up on social media about the health incident, calling it the scariest moment of her life.
Like, I know she was the side chick to Selena. Nobody wants to talk about that, kind of like Giselle Bundchen. No. Tom Brady was totally single from the girl from Blue Bloods before he started banging Giselle. Same thing with Haley. You know, Bieber one day wanted to bang Selena, then one day he wanted to bang Haley. So Haley's always kind of had side chick energy, but I will say that she does live a life full of anxiety.
Definitely the scariest moment of my life. Yeah. I had so many things running through my head. The number one thing being, I'm having a stroke. I'm really scared. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why this is happening. Am I gonna have permanent issues from this? Like, so many things were running through my head that were really freaking me out and really—
No, the permanent damage is the potential cocaine you've done.
Really, really scaring me. So basically, they did some scans and they were able to see that I had suffered a small blood clot to my brain, which they labeled and categorized as something called a TIA. I'm gonna try to put the definitions of everything I talk about under here so that I don't butcher.
It is a temporary blockage of blood flow to the brain, often called a mini stroke. Okay. I'm glad she's doing better. She seems like a cool chick, you know? I like how I just said chick like I'm a 90s shock jock. I'm sorry, you know. 856-49 Hoppy. That's 856-494-6773.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with a little music roundup today, kicking it off with Justin Bieber's cameo in his wife's new video. Hailey was filming herself making some cinnamon rolls in a new TikTok, and her hubby jumped into the—
Actually, I want to marry her now. She's making cinnamon rolls. Oh my God. Cinnamon rolls are so good.
Filming herself making some cinnamon rolls in a new TikTok, and her hubby jumped into the clip to give her a quick kiss. Smart move kissing the chef, Justin. Maybe she'll let you lick the spoon. Now to a musical couple that is no more. Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes are done.
I thought they were done like the last 10 years or whatever it's been. 2 months, probably. 2 years, maybe? I don't know. Time flies.
After briefly getting back together.
Why would you get back with your ex? It never, ever works. Once you're done with your ex, you should be like the mafia and block them and never talk to them again. You never, ever go back to your ex.
Coachella. The pair have reportedly gone their separate ways once again, which People magazine confirmed when they reported that Camila was dating once again. Mm. An insider told the outlet that the pair split in early June after they were spotted multiple times together in New York City and LA sharing some PDA. The Wonder Singer hinted at the split when he released his new song, What the Hell Are We Dying For, on June 9th. Which included lyrics like, "Smoke in the air, the city's burning down. I want to speak, but I don't make a sound. Locked in my mind, you're all I think about. I want to save us, but I don't know how." Shawn went on to open up about the song's inspiration to Zane Lowe on Apple Music One and explained that he'd written the track while struggling with his feelings about his love life, among other things. Well, do we—
Man, I know men get a bad rap or whatever, but we really do have a lot of emotions, I swear.
Think it's definitely over for Camila and Sean? Let us know your thoughts down below. Now, it appears Eminem has a lot to celebrate as his eldest daughter, Elena Scott, married her longtime love, Matt Moeller, over...
Doesn't it make you feel old that Eminem's daughter is married?
The weekend. The bride wore an elegant white mermaid gown, and her sister, Haley Jade Mathers, served as her maid of honor. Elena is one of Eminem's two adopted children. Her biological mother is Dawn Scott, the sister of Eminem's ex-wife, Kim Scott. In 2004, the rapper explained the situation in an interview with Rolling Stone, telling the mag, "I have full custody of my niece and joint custody of Haley. I was always there for Haley, and my niece has been a part of my life ever since she was born. Me and Kim pretty much had her. She's lived with us wherever we were." We're unsure whether Eminem was present at the nuptials, but we're sending congratulations to Elena and her new husband, Matt.
Oh, that's good. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. All right. We're going to come back and bash more celebrities, but first I want to play you one of the best rappers coming out of Tampa Bay, Lucas Brown, with No Choice.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice. Yeah, I got no choice. I had to be successful for my homeboys. We pull up on your squad, we got more boys. We got them diamond dancing, I got more toys. I'ma be the greatest this city's ever seen. Mark it in your calendars, I'm coming for your team. As a fact. Oh, no, that's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact, bro. There ain't no cap, no. You talk to me with hate, then you just might get slapped. Oh, you tryna front now, you getting shut down. I don't do field goals, oh, I just go for touchdowns. Yeah, they all wanna be like me. You missing from the box, and I'm scoring from the three, yeah. And I come with no degree. I'm messing with your girl, and she liking what she see. Oh, this is games, y'all. When you walk into your city, you bring shame to all. When I walk into my city, it's my name to call. Putting in the work must be insane to y'all. I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice. Yeah. Oh, I got no choice. I had to be successful for my homeboys. We pull up on your squad, we got more boys.
I got more toys, yeah. And they bigger now. Woo. I got more toys, and they asking how. Huh? I'm headed straight to the top, throw me a lob, this is a bop. Wow. If it looks good, I cop, get my shoes and socks. I'm on a boat, you on a dock, you on floor, I am a mop. Hop on my drop top, give me the ox, I'm about to pop off. Y'all already know, I'm about to pop off. I cannot stop, no, I just keep going and going and going. Yeah. I cannot stop. Woo. Yeah. Yo, I pull up with a gang, I must a bang. I might cop a range, if I want it, I'ma get it. I got it, forget it, yeah. Yeah.
Successful, there ain't any other way. I never give the code to the safe. It's destiny, I ain't gotta say. It's no, I'ma get it anyway. I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice, yeah. I had to be successful for my homeboys. I pull up on your squad, we got more boys. I got them diamond dancing, I got more toys.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Eight five six 49 Hoppy. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Oh, we have so much to get into. You know what I mean? You want to find out about the unexpected turn on of Kim Kardashian? Like, I know that's such important information. Like, you will not be able to go on the rest of your life.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Without knowing what the expected turn on of Kim Kardashian is, which we know the turn on is probably NBA players or rappers. But let's give it a chance. Maybe Kim Kardashian has a turn on that's kind of unique. It's kind of spicy.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Like one of my biggest turn-ons.
Yeah, you heard that right. Nothing gets Kim Kardashian in the mood like a good set of chompers.
Just kidding. But not kidding.
Kim opens up about her turn-ons on the latest episode of Hulu's The Kardashians, revealing the surprising physical trait that really revs her engine.
Teeth are like one of my biggest turn-ons. The straighter.
Sorry, everybody that lives in Pinellas Park. You're out of luck.
The hornier hook.
I'm kidding.
Of course, Kim and her ex, Kanye West, finalized their divorce last November after 6 years of marriage.
Yeah.
And following their split, she dated Pete Davidson.
He's just super genuine. Mm. I love the chemistry that Kim and him have together. It's really sweet.
No, you don't. Shut up.
Chemistry. I was like, okay.
Chemistry.
The chemistry.
But the two called it quits in August after 9 months of dating.
Yeah.
And now Kim is manifesting her next great love.
Man.
Yeah, you go, girl.
And list. A manifest list.
No, really, guys. She made a list of all the things she's looking for in a partner.
I don't know what's going to top that. Number one, protect me. Number two, fight for me.
Protect you? Why'd you marry Kanye West then? You got to get protection from him.
Three, good hygiene. I mean, that's like a given. I think I should even take that off. Yeah. Number four, calm. Five, no mom or dad issues. Six, patient.
Whoa,
seven,
whoa,
supportive.
Whoa,
genuinely
whoa,
happy for
whoa.
Me. Successful.
Good. No mom or dad issues. Have you looked in the mirror? You reek. You reek of fancy perfume and daddy issues. Why do I have the right to say that, to assume that Kim Kardashian has daddy issues? Because I am the authority on all things daddy issues, because I have my own. I am getting better at it, but I love the approval of men. Let me finish. No, but seriously, anybody that I've ever worked for in radio or people that have been my mentors, because I wasn't incredibly close to my dad, I want their approval. It always ends up screwing me over, but I keep going, I just want their approval. I want the approval of a man with authority. It's just something I do, you know? Like, trust me, I love women. Like, I really do. I know by saying I love women, it doesn't sound believable, but I do. Like, if I could have sex all day long, I would. But here's the thing. At the same time, I get the same endorphins and dopamine from when, like, somebody in radio is like, keep up the good work, and it's, like, an older guy, and it's, like, one of the Gen Xers. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it feels just the same vibe as, like, when you see a girl's boobs for the first time. Gentlemen, you know that, or ladies, too, if you're into that. You know, like, when the bra comes off and you're seeing it for the first time? I get that same euphoric feeling when a man compliments me.
Issues. Six, patient. Seven, supportive. Genuinely happy for me. Successful. Good teeth.
Yeah. We know all about the teeth thing, Kim.
Yeah. Bible. It's
the most important thing that she needs to know, which I think she knows, is that no teeth is very important, if you know what I'm saying. It's always important, ladies. I'm going to give you a little secret. We don't like when teeth is used. It hurts. Man, I used to be hooking up with this girl like 5 years ago, and she was a sweet girl. But oh my God, all she did was use teeth, and it would hurt. I think she was doing it because she didn't want to give head, so she was trying to find a way to get out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just, like, make it a miserable experience. Like, why do you think? Never mind.
Great luck. Spontaneous. Fun. My friends and family love him. Someone that can be a role model for my kids, especially that my boys can look up to. no heavy baggage, I have enough. Taller than me, someone that loves to work out, a motivated person, an independent person that's not clingy, and someone with good taste.
And someone that, you know, has money.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. I'm in such a good mood today. I'm glad to be back talking to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery. I'm in such a good mood, man. I love being alive, and I can't believe that I'm going to be dead someday. It's kind of sad if you think about it. Well, I just brought down the party a little bit. But you know what always brings up the party? When you go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that he is the best MMA trainer in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. He's got kids classes, MMA classes, women's self-defense classes. He's got boxing bags that you can punch. He's got his own workout room. Amir is the best in the Bay. Man, some days I'll be really grumpy. And I will literally punch the bag there. And I leave feeling like a new man. I feel alive. And that's because of Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Also, this has been brought to you by the best barber in all of the Bay Area. I don't know if you notice this trend, but I only surround myself with the best around. So when I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best barber, I'm being truthful. RichKBarber.com. And when you sit down over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard and you hang out with my dude, Rich K. Barber, while getting a haircut, if you tell him that you heard about it on Happy Hour, he will hook you up with a great deal.
$9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Listen to Hoppy Hour at any time, anywhere. Search Hoppy Radio on all major streaming platforms.
RyanHoppyRadio.com. It's time to turn Hoppy on.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy. Hanging out with you. And you, and don't think I forgot about you over there sitting in the corner.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
My dad has been there to talk me through certain things.
NFL legend Ray Lewis's son, Ray Lewis III, has died. He was 28 years old.
My dad already did it, so that's the kind of advantage I have, that he knows what it takes. So he has helped me a lot along the way, but my mom has helped me as well.
The former college football star's death was confirmed by his younger brother, Rasan.
There's really nothing to be said. It's really sad, you know.
Who shared this post on Instagram, writing, "Really can't believe I'm even typing this, but RIP, big brother." He goes on to call his older brother a true angel and admits he won't ever have the words to share how much he's hurting over the loss. Rasan adds, "Watch over us all, big bruh. Our guardian. I promise I'll make you smile and proud." Ray III's sister also reacting to her brother's death, writing on Instagram, "I'm not okay." Another post saying, "I'm glad you're at peace. Fly high, baby." No cause of death has been revealed at this time.
Rest in peace, my man. It's really sad, you know, like, you just go, like, life's short, you know. There's really nothing else to be said, you know. It's really sad. Feel bad, too.
The NBA taking action against Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant after he was captured on video showing a gun for the second time. ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi has the details. Mona, good morning.
I am so sick of him. This guy could have it all. He could be the next Derrick Rose. And Derrick Rose's career pretty much died when he tore his ACL. Is Ja Morant trying to copy that? Because he plays like Derrick Rose. But is his version of tearing an ACL being, I have to pose with guns so I seem like I'm cool in Memphis? Oh, I'm so badass. I come from money. Loser. Play basketball. Shut up and dribble. In this situation, shut up and dribble. One of the best parts, too, is I don't know if you guys have seen the show Power, but he is literally Tariq. He's literally Tariq. Oh, I come from money, but I gotta be hard. Can't you just play basketball and make money?
Good morning. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver made it clear that the issue surrounding Morant is a safety issue, not a legal one, stating the potential for young people to emulate his actions. But so far, Morant's biggest sponsor is still in his corner.
And I think he's trying to be hard and badass. Because the city of Memphis is kind of rugged. It's kind of like got a lot of crime. So I think he's trying to like fit that vibe.
Morant splits the defense.
Oh my goodness.
This morning.
Go back to doing that. Quit posing with guns and do this.
Morant splits the defense.
Oh my goodness.
This morning, the NBA benching star player Ja Morant for more than a quarter of the next season. The association levying the suspension after the Memphis Grizzlies point guard was seen flashing a gun on social media for the second time this year.
Like, I get having a gun for self-defense or whatever, but why would you have that with you? Oh, you're so cool, bro!
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver calling Morant's actions reckless and irresponsible.
That's MVP. That's all NBA. That's all defensive team. So beyond just missing the 25 games, he's now eliminated himself from an opportunity to make even more money.
Morant apologized for his actions in a statement, writing in part, quote, I'm sorry for the harm I've done to the kids who look up to me. I'm sorry for failing you as a role model.
Honestly, what was it? Charles Barkley had that quote years ago that athletes or whatever shouldn't be role models. That's a thing that's full of narcissism when you have Ja Morant going, oh yeah, I'm sorry I let you down as a role model, implying that we're supposed to look up to him just because he plays basketball or whatever. You're another human being with money. You're a loser like the rest of us.
Morant offering a similar apology following his 8-day suspension in March after he was also seen then on Instagram Live holding a gun.
I don't condone and any type of violence, but I take, full responsibility.
But I get into fights in my house, but I don't really get into violence. Shut up!
For my actions.
But critics, including ESPN's Stephen A. Smith, say the 23-year-old doesn't appear sincere.
Adam Silver felt betrayed by Ja Morant because
I always gotta talk like this because I'm Stephen A. Smith. God, he's annoying.
Morant looked him in the face and told him one thing and went behind his back and did another and got busted.
A 2-time NBA All-Star and 2020 Rookie of the Year, Morant is one of the league's most dynamic stars, leading his team to the playoffs 3 years in a row and landing several major sponsorship deals, including Nike, who says they will continue to stand behind the player. Nike.
Money, money, money! Trust me, if he wasn't selling things, they wouldn't be behind him. But because he brings them clout, Nike's not getting rid of him. Plus, the type of person that would think it's cool to flash your gun on social media would buy the shoes. So their demographic is winning.
Nike writing in a statement, quote, we are pleased that Ja is taking accountability and prioritizing his well-being. We will continue to support him on and off the court.
It should say, we are pleased that Ja is taking accountability and that he makes us a lot of money.
And to put into context for you, Morant stands to lose at least $7.6 million from this suspension,
which
is the second longest suspension issued under Commissioner Silver's tenure. So, Gio, he's definitely trying to send him a message there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder what the other suspension was. I don't remember. I don't care. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your CarGenna Roundup. And before we get into the new episode of The Kardashians, we have to talk about Northwest's epic Hello Kitty birthday bash. Kim Kardashian threw her daughter a super cute 10th birthday party at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and the mother-daughter duo even matched in a set of pink pajamas that were custom with their names embroidered over the pocket. It seemed like pink was part of the dress code, as so many of the other partygoers also rocked similar pajamas with the same colors, including Kim's son, Psalm. The bash also featured Hello Kitty-themed decorations and mocktails, plenty of desserts, tons of balloons, and epic party favors.
856-49-HAPPY. It's 856-494-6773. All of a sudden, I don't really care about that. Let's see what else is going on.
Los Angeles. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office has charged Davidson with one misdemeanor count of reckless driving in connection to a March car collision in which the comedian crashed a vehicle into a Beverly Hills, California home. The District Attorney's Office tells E! News in a statement, "We believe that Mr. Davidson engaged in reckless driving, which ultimately resulted in his involvement in a serious collision into a home. Luckily, no one was seriously injured as a result of this collision." However, the DA's office stresses that, quote, "Reckless driving can have devastating consequences."
Yeah, and Pete Davidson is supposed to be a role model, right?
Noting that last year, traffic-related deaths in Los Angeles reached the highest level in 20 years, and adding, "This is an alarming trend that we cannot ignore. As a result, it's crucial that we take all allegations of reckless driving seriously and hold those responsible accountable." At the time of the crash, Davidson had been in the car with girlfriend Chase Swee Wonders, according to TMZ, citing law enforcement sources. The incident, which occurred in the Flats neighborhood of Beverly Hills, took place on the night of March 4th, the same day the couple returned from their Kauai vacation. Lieutenant Coulter of the Beverly Hills Police Department told E! News at the time, Pete's car, quote, "collided with a fire hydrant, causing property damage. No one was injured and no one was arrested."
Makes sense. All right. 856-49-HAPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. All right, we're going to come back and wrap up everything after this, which, by the way, Nick Kedden, you should always wrap it up.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Struggle is infinite, maybe it never ends. Survival time calls for desperate measurements. Your days are numbered and your money's always spent. Yeah. The cycle continues. Everyday new issues trying to get through, rent due, bills due. This breakthrough gets mental. Stress the number one killer. Blood pressure on 1,000. The scene gets realer. Envy surrounds the brain pounding. Roller coaster ride. Seems the end has begun. Underclass is day one. So the ball keeps bouncing. Every meal served, another die starving. The hunter becomes the hunter. Now the hunger enlarges. This is the wild where the love grows scarce. Die slow while the devil crowds in laughter. Misery ever after. We love the disaster. Engulfed in violence, no sleep when the opposition lives in the shadows. It's a battle, life or death, and evil what we up against. More crime, more eyes to view the decadence. The struggle is infinite, maybe it never ends. Survival time calls for desperate measurements. Your days are numbered and your money's always spent.
No one has ever suffered the way I've suffered. My God. You realize that your suffering does not isolate you. That your suffering is your bridge. That many people have suffered before you. Many people are suffering around you. And always will.
Every day, every night, it's a struggle. A tussle with the world full of customers to hustle. Gotta have hands and muscle, remain a featherweight. Life detonates while we celebrate. Keeping sanity, using nature for meditation. Positive reinforcing on the whole population. Living on the stage, watching chaos commence. Easy way to make a dollar, but it never makes sense. Close my eyes to imagine a world with no stress. Not realizing the circumstances made me feel blessed. In the pursuit of happiness, we looking for a way into heaven.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
And that last song was my good friend from Beasley Media Group, Carlton. His rapper name is K-A-L-M, Calm. I'm trying to figure out the official pronunciation of it. I feel bad that I don't know, but I wanted to play his music. Me and him worked an event today with Mason Dixon, and I was like, you know what? Let me begin playing this music. And if you're wondering where Alessia is, it is Mateo's birthday. So happy birthday, Mateo. 856-49-HOPPY. If you want to follow the rapper we just played, it's Calm, SYC1Deep on Instagram. K-A-L-M, SYC1Deep. That guy is legit, man. That guy is going to go far.
Happy Hot Topic!
Everything is temporary.
It's over. Harry and Meghan's estimated $25 million podcast deal canceled after less than a year.
My wife.
Because they did one episode. And it was like, welcome to Archwell Audio.
Wife and I were moving on.
H&M issued a joint statement with Spotify saying they have mutually agreed to part ways.
They didn't do an episode.
Proud of the series.
We laugh and we have a lot of fun.
All right, I'm going to keep playing this, but let me see how many episodes they did. We had fun. You did one intro episode. You had fun doing it, reading off of a piece of paper because you have the personality of a dead rat. That podcast? Let me see here. They did. Oh, my God. Listen to Meghan real quick. Let me go back here.
Proud. Out of the series.
We laugh and we have a lot of fun, but we also, I think, dig a lot deeper than some of us have been allowed to before.
By doing this type of podcast, listen right here. Right here.
COVID started and we came back to England in May, and it was very strange because we were going full pelt. And then all of a sudden.
That's their podcast.
I was so proud. Thousands and thousands.
Oh, such riveting audio. Wow. You guys are really breathtaking.
Before.
The announcement comes just 2 weeks after Spotify said that it had to cut 200 jobs within its podcast unit.
A source tells ET Meghan is continuing to develop more content for the Archetypes audience on another platform.
Hopefully it's OnlyFans. I'm kidding.
Just excited to be myself and talk and be unfiltered and... Yeah, it's fine.
So why
unfiltered? You didn't say a word on the podcast. If that's you being unfiltered, then you really got a boring personality.
Did the deal end?
Apparently, due to failing to meet the productivity benchmarks.
Of what? Showing up to work and recording an episode?
Lazy.
Meghan sat down with Mariah Carey, Paris Hilton, and Serena Williams, but we're told Spotify expected more content from Harry and Meghan. And after only delivering one series with 12 episodes, it was hard to justify the full reported $25 million payout.
Yeah, you know, they're cutting back and they're like, trust me, you're not really worth it.
And we're back, 7:42 this morning on In Depth Today. We are taking a closer look at a new study that happened to catch our attention.
Yes, it did, for myriad reasons. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital say they may be able to explain why light to moderate drinking can actually be good for your heart health.
Okay.
Good.
Here to walk us through the findings, NBC senior medical correspondent Dr. John Torres. Dr. Torres, all the people said hallelujah. But light to moderate, we'll get into that in a moment. But first, just what did the study find?
And so what we've known from studies over the years, it's kind of gone back and forth as to whether it's healthy for you or not to have that light to moderate drinking. And some of the studies have said yes, some of the studies have said no. The ones that said yes, we thought it was because of what was in the alcohol, that it had flavonoids, it had resveratrol, those types of compounds in there that affected our heart. Well, what this study is showing is that's not...
All right, what a boring doctor. So yeah, drinking alcohol is not that bad in moderation. Duh! I mean, seriously, that's the news on Good Morning America. I know they have 5 hours to fill, but come up with something better. All right, we're going to end the show. This following show has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that it's the best printing company in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. This has also been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts, AmirAcademy.com. tinyurl.com/HoppyMitra. Use keyword Hoppy to save 20%. This is also, let me see what else I got here going on. DZBZHoney.com. Use keyword Hoppy. CounselingOnCall.net. That's my psychologist. He really helps me out. And RichKBarber.com. Rich Keeley. All righty. Now, I'm not quite sure the availability currently of my good friend Alessia Calandra, because she is a mother of two kids, and it's during the summer vacation right now, and the kids are out, and she also works from home. So, am I going to record 5 episodes this coming next 2 months with her? Or will the show be me, or will the show be me with 25 Cent or whatnot? Who knows? But the listens are right now at an all-time high for Hoppy Hour, and it means the world to me. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I think you do. This has been Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, signing off. Goodbye now.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. And like that, he's gone.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.